Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Throughout history, prophets have warned us about disasters. Noah, of course, told people to repent and prepare for the flood that would come. Lehi told Jerusalem to repent or they would be destroyed. And today, modern prophets tell us to prepare in order to survive different types of devastations that could happen in our lives. Whether they're natural disasters or man-made, emergency preparation is a large part of the modern church. And one man who has seen and helped with his fair share of disasters is Farron Squires. He is the LDS Area Welfare Manager for Idaho, the Central, Northeast, and Southeast United States, and has been involved in the recent flooding in the Midwest, wildfires in Idaho, and several of the big hurricanes that have hit the United States. He's with us here in studio today to talk about the importance of preparation. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What drew you to this line of work?
Well, early on in 1983, I was living in Davis County when we had some serious flooding and responded with a lot of my neighbors to help sandbag and respond to that emergency. And I guess the thing that really struck me was how everybody just pitched in. And it seems to be the way of life for Mormons, people who
definitely
have covenants to help whenever and however they can.
What are some common mistakes that people make when they're preparing for emergencies or disasters?
The problem is knowing what the emergency is going to bring. And so oftentimes we will just make preparations that are not full enough. By that I mean we'll have a 72-hour kit, we'll have a little food storage, and then we think we're prepared. Without thinking through the ramifications of an emergency, how do we communicate? If we need to evacuate, where and how do we go?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the thing that we oftentimes do is cut short in our preparations.
A lot of people live in more temperate climates, and they think, I'm not going to have to worry about a natural disaster. Nothing's going to come my way. I'm safe. What advice do you have for them?
Well, there are areas that are more prone to natural disasters. Oklahoma.
Midwest. I used to live in the Midwest. I know very well.
Tornadoes, floods, and so forth.
Ice storms, yep.
And so I think the important thing, wherever we live, is to let history teach us. So we need to look at what kinds of disasters happen. Of course, there are areas where we are less prone to natural disasters, but then maybe we're in a safe zone where we can help evacuees that come. And so we may be prepared to help with the evacuees. Or if there's a response to go help clean up, then we can prepare for that as well.
What is something that someone can do right now, right this minute, today, to prepare for a disaster or emergency?
You know, I think that if we just watch the news or read the newspaper and then ask ourselves a simple question, if that had happened to me or in my neighborhood, am I prepared? What would I do? And just by asking that simple question, I think we'll see areas and be prompted in knowing what we can do to better prepare.
Just ask yourself that question. That is very, very good advice. In fact, my husband and I were just having a conversation about that after watching a story on the news. We thought, what would we do if we were in that situation? I'm not sure that we would be as prepared as the people who were currently in that situation. Great advice. Why do you think emergency preparation is important to the Lord and also to his prophets?
Well, his prophets, seers and revelators, can see the future. And so it's important to them to have us prepared. And I think, obviously, it's important to the Lord that we're prepared, not only temporally, but spiritually. The brethren talk about the temporal and the spiritual being inseparable. And And so when we're prepared, both spiritually and temporally, then we are better able to not only take care of ourselves in a self-reliant manner, but serve and help others.
Whenever I watch the news and there's a warning of a storm coming, or there's a tornado warnings or something in another part of the country, they always show the video of the store shelves empty, right? That's like the classic shot of everybody rushing to the store at the same time to get water and food and supplies because it's coming. They have to hurry. Do you kind of just chuckle to yourself a little bit and say, well, here are the things that they should be doing before that time to be prepared so that they're not going to a grocery store where it's completely out?
Yeah, that's a sad scenario if people have not prepared adequately. Mm-hmm. And especially, it's interesting, in areas where this is a recurring event.
I know.
And you would think, having gone through a tornado or a hurricane or whatever, that people would learn about some of the basics, you know, have some batteries, have some food, have a little cash.
Have some water,
have your car with gas in it. You know, there are basic, simple things that if we just live that way, then when the emergency comes, we're not frantic, we're not, scared and nervous about, oh no, what am I going to do? We're prepared and we've got a plan and we just simply go about following that plan. And then we can care for ourselves and our neighbors or whoever else may need the help.
There are a lot of resources that people might not be aware of. What are some resources that people have at their fingertips?
ProvidentLiving.org, the website, has lots of information mm-hmm. about preparedness.
If you could give one bit of advice to listeners right now, what would it be?
Think about the future. We live in such a today world, in such a consumer atmosphere, that if we just think about the future, tomorrow, next week, you know, it's not to the point where we get paranoid or we become fanatical, but there's a measured way about living our lives, a balanced way, and being prepared is one of the aspects of a balanced life. And prepare ourselves not just temporally with some food storage and a 72-hour kit, but think through some of those types of incidents that occur and think beyond just the 72-hour kit. What other things do I need to be aware of and be prepared for? And then the spiritual preparedness, the emotional, mental preparedness, is mm-hmm. it's all part of it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Farron Squires. We really value your advice and expertise, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
The quote of the day is from D&C 1, verse 12, and it says, prepare ye for that which is to come. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.